Track 2.20.
The world is full of lists. Every time I turn on the TV, there's a program like The 50 Best Horror Films of All Time or 100 Great Football Moments. The internet is full of top 10 this and top 10 that sites. My guest today is Katie Spencer, a social psychologist. Katie, why are we so crazy about lists?
Hi, Brian. And yes, you're right. List making has become incredibly popular. And, you know, it's not a bad thing, because there are a number of reasons why making lists can be good for us. If I were more organised, I would have made a list of them, I suppose. But I'm not organised, so I haven't. But seriously, I can tell you, there are really five reasons. One reason why lists are so popular these days is because we're surrounded by new information all the time, lots of it. People make lists to try and organise this information. But I think the most obvious reason we make lists is to help us remember things. I don't know about you, but I often find myself standing in the supermarket and I'm thinking, if I'd made a list, then I would know what to buy.
I know exactly what you mean. OK, so lists help our memory. What else?
Well, lists are also a really good way of focusing our minds. For example, imagine you're planning a party. When you write down all the things you need to do, you're making sure that you won't forget anything essential.
Oh, right.
And here's another good thing. Making this kind of list can really help reduce stress.
How exactly?
Well, let's take my party list as our example. Organising something like a party is often really quite stressful. Have I got enough food and drink? Where's everyone going to sit? What kind of music should I play?
Absolutely.
Well, when you sit down and make the list, it immediately relaxes you because it gives you the feeling that now you've got some kind of control over things. Maybe you haven't got any control at all, but you feel like you have. The list shows you what needs to be done, and now you can concentrate on doing it.
Right. But what about those people who make lists like all the airports in the world they've been to, or their 20 favourite songs?
They're what I call me lists. They're all about the person writing them. And I think people write them because it makes them feel good about themselves. They can see what they've done in their lives. They feel good because they've done things, been places, that sort of thing.
So making lists to help you feel important. Interesting, but I don't think anyone sensible does that, do they?
Don't say that. I've made loads of lists like that.
Oh, sorry. Anyway, Katie, thanks for coming in this morning. That was really interesting, and you're now in my list of top five people I've interviewed.